This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our walk through Genesis chapters 43 to 45, picking up with According to Birthright, Evil for Good, God Has Found Out Our Guilt, Judah Offers to Trade, and Joseph Reveals Himself. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
We made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death,
your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord be with you. Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The epistle lesson is Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. St. Paul writes, "Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then, let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. As were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find doing so when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that wicked servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed,' and begins to beat his fellow servants and eats and drinks with drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour when he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the hypocrites. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Oh.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, chapter 24 of St. Matthew's Gospel is not an easy chapter. It raises all sorts of questions for the disciples. They hear what Jesus says, for example, in chapter 23, the woes that he speaks, the lament over Jerusalem. And then at the beginning of our chapter, he foretells the destruction of the temple. This raises lots of questions for the disciples. Questions are fine. They're good to ask. And these disciples then come to Jesus privately, and they want to know when these things are going to happen. What will the sign of these things be? Now, the significant part of chapter 24 comes at the very end of the chapter and what we read for today, but we have to bear in mind what Jesus says to these disciples. So he says to them, pay attention. Make sure that no one leads you astray. And then he lists all sorts of bad things. There will be wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famine, earthquake. You will be delivered up, he says to these disciples. You will be delivered up and put to death. You will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Many will fall away. They will betray one another and hate one another. Lawlessness will overcome all. Love will grow cold. But he says to them, endure. The one who endures all of this to the end will be saved. But he doesn't stop there. He goes on to talk about the abomination of desolation. He goes on to tell of a great tribulation. But then he says, that will be cut short. That tribulation will be cut short. But in the meantime, others will come along and say, there is the Christ. Here he is. And Jesus says, do not believe them. Do not believe these false Christs and these false prophets. And then after this tribulation, then he says, the sun will be darkened, the moon will give up its light, the stars will fall from heaven, and the Son of Man will come on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. That's the initial answer to the question that they have asked. But he hasn't quite given them the answer they're looking for, so he makes it very clear, and this is where we begin the reading that we have for today. The day and the hour. The day and the hour when that Son of Man comes back, you do not know. No one knows. Not even the angels in heaven know this. No, this only the Father knows. And now Jesus begins to instruct the disciples and you and me as his children. What should we do then? We see these terrible and bad things happening. What then should we be doing, Lord? Well, he gives a lot of illustrations to make his point. And he begins with Noah. Now think about Noah. What we are told in Genesis is that the earth is corrupt, full of violence. All of these bad things that Jesus has listed, well, they look a lot like Noah's day too. They look like our day as well. But our Lord comes to Noah, and he makes a covenant with him. He entrusts Noah with his word, and he says an outstanding thing. Build an ark. Build an ark, Noah, and I will preserve you and your family. And Noah does. He does all that the Lord has given him to do. He trusts in God's word despite the world around him. Imagine the scoffing, the mocking of Noah. And yet Noah remains faithful. And so Jesus uses this as an illustration, and he says, as in the days of Noah, so it will be with the coming of the Son of Man. People will be about their business. They will be eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they were unaware, and the flood came and swept them all away. They weren't ready. They paid no attention, but Noah did. He listened to God's word. And then we have another illustration. This is an illustration that you could almost make a movie out of. There's two men in the field. One is taken and one is left behind. There's two women, again, grinding at the mill. One is taken, one is left. I think it's significant what Jesus is showing us here. These are people doing the things that they were given to do. And yet the implication is one is doing this and is ready, is prepared, is a person of faith. The other is not. And Jesus says, stay awake. Stay awake. You do not know on what day your Lord is coming. And then it's another illustration. It's this time the master of a house and a thief. If he had known, he would have been ready. Well, you know, Jesus has told us he's coming back. He's going to return, so be ready and be prepared. But now, only now in my mind, do we really begin to understand the significance of what Jesus is saying. And it begins here with verse 45 of Matthew 24. It's the faithful and wise servant. The faithful and wise servant. He's speaking to these disciples, those who have been entrusted with his word, to go forth and proclaim that word, that gospel of salvation in Christ. He has told them that tribulation will come and find them, persecution will be near, people will revile them and hate them because they bear his name. But he says, be that faithful and wise servant. And listen to how he describes this servant, whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time. The master here I take to be our Lord, the servant to be these disciples entrusted with the very word of God to feed and nourish those in the household, in the very church itself at the proper time, to care for them with the very gifts of God. And Jesus says then about that servant, blessed. Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Now for me, this is the key. Makarios. Blessed is that servant. In Matthew's gospel, this word blessed is only used a few times. You know this quite well from the Beatitudes. It's used 9 times there at the beginning of Matthew chapter 5. That final beatitude, blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you on my account. But Jesus says, rejoice. They did the same to the prophets. Now, after the Beatitudes, we only encounter this word 4 more times in Matthew's gospel, and they're all incredibly significant, especially for the point that Jesus is here making in Matthew 24. The first time is in Matthew chapter 11, when John the Baptist's disciples are doubting and wondering if Jesus is the one. And so John sends them to Jesus, and Jesus tells these disciples what he has been doing. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the dead are raised, and the poor hear the good news preached to them. But then Jesus says, blessed is the one who is not offended by me, who's not offended by the humility of our Lord, who has taken on flesh for you and for me to bear our sins and go to the cross. Blessed is the one not offended by him. And then we encounter this word again in Matthew chapter 13. Here Jesus has been telling parables, and the disciples ask him why. Why are you telling these parables? Well, some understand and some don't. The disciples have been given to understand. Blessed are you, Jesus then says, for you have seen and heard. You now understand by the very working of the Spirit, by the very gift of God, you come to understand this word. This is something the prophets longed for, he says. And then again, Matthew 16. This is Peter's great confession. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, because only the Father has made this known to you, not flesh and blood. This has been revealed to you by my Father who is in heaven. And then finally, we get the last one here in Matthew 24 with the faithful and the wise servant. Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Well, what does all of this mean? I take this to mean that Jesus is describing for us the very character of the person of faith, especially those who bear his word, preaching that word and administering his sacraments, but indeed all people of faith. They are blessed because they bear his name, because they are not ashamed of who he is. They recognize him, they know him, because they cling to his word, they meditate deeply upon it. By the working of the Holy Spirit, they come to understand in Christ that indeed he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And what do they do in the meantime? The world around looks rather bleak. It did so in Noah's day. It does so in our day. All of the things listed by Jesus are true of all days, including ours. So what do we do? Well, he says, be ready. Be prepared. And how are you ready and prepared? By being that wise and faithful servant, doing what the Lord has entrusted you to do, caring for his word and proclaiming that word to those around you as you then care for them. Did you hear how St. Paul put this in Romans chapter 13? This is the word that we need to hear today. It's the word we need to hear every day. The day is at hand, he says. The day is at hand. Well, what does that mean? Cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. This is the word for you and for me this day and every day until our Lord returns, that we would be that blessed, wise servant doing the work that he has entrusted to us. And especially those called to preach and proclaim that word and administer his sacrament, to find ourselves ever doing that work, because that is the work he has given us to do. And it is our great joy to do so. Amen.
Friends in Christ, I urge you all to lift up your hearts to God and pray with me as Christ our Lord has taught us and freely promised to hear us. God, our Father in heaven, look with mercy on us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace, that your holy name be hallowed by us and all the world through the pure and true teaching of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives. Graciously turn from us all false doctrine and evil living, whereby your precious name is blasphemed and profaned. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
May your kingdom come to us and expand. Bring all transgressors and those who are blinded and bound in the devil's kingdom to know Jesus Christ, your Son, by faith, that the number of Christians may be increased. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Strengthen us by your Spirit according to your will, both in life and in death, in the midst of both good and evil things, that our own wills may be crucified daily and sacrificed to your good and gracious will. Into your merciful hands we commend all who are in need, praying for them at all times, thy will be done. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant us our daily bread, preserve us from greed and selfish cares, and help us trust in you to provide for all our needs. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Forgive us our sins, as we also forgive those who sin against us, so that our hearts may be at peace and may rejoice in a good conscience before you, and that no sin may ever frighten or alarm us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lead us not into temptation, O Lord, but help us by your Spirit to subdue our flesh, to turn from the world and its ways, and to overcome the devil with all his wiles. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And lastly, O Heavenly Father, deliver us from all evil of both body and soul, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We trust, O Lord, in your great mercy to hear and answer us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Grant us your Spirit, gracious Father, that we may give heed to the testament of your Son in true faith, and above all, firmly take to heart the words with which Christ gives to us his body and blood for our forgiveness. By your grace, lead us to remember and give thanks for the boundless love which he manifested to us, when by pouring out his precious blood, he saved us from your righteous wrath and from sin, death, and hell. Grant that we may receive the bread and wine that is his body and blood as a gift, guarantee, and pledge of his salvation. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, at his command and with his own words, we receive his testament. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Mercy upon us.
Now may this, the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen. Let us pray.
O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.